Sorry about that. This is part three now, because it took longer than I thought. So, as I say now, I'm facing this door now that I did tell you before that I said we'll talk about this door later. So, this is a door. And it opens, obviously, like any other door, and it goes into the extension of the house, which is a one-storey building. So, I'm standing there with my back to this door, and to my left here is a little cupboard which holds the fuse box for the extension. But the meter is linked to both the house and the extension, so we only get one bill for it, for the gas and the electric sort of thing. But it's got its own fuse box and trip switch. And then I've got to my left as well the window. And underneath the window we've got a wall heater. And we've got the hi-fi system that the next door neighbour gave to us with two big speakers. That's on the floor at the side. And further forward from that, on the left again, by the window is one of our armchairs, which is an ivory-coloured leather armchair. And then to my right, as I touch it now, is a nice leather sofa, a three-seater leather sofa in ivory that John bought last October. And to the right of that is like the other chair, the other armchair, which is also ivory. And in front of the sofa, we've got a dark brown wood coffee table that John bought as well. It's got lovely dark colour to it, and it's got a little shelf underneath and a little drawer in it as well. And facing me is a door which leads into a small kitchen. I'll describe that in a minute. And as I turn to my right, with my back to the window, and I've got on my left a tall shelf which holds CDs and DVDs. And next to that is a little small chair which Tammy's had since she was a young girl. We keep that here. And as I walk towards the bedroom door to my right, now I've got two glass cabinets with some of my mum's ornaments in that she's not taken yet because she's gone to live with my sister now. My mum used to have this area for herself, you see. And also here is a little sort of a cabinet, like a sort of faux leather cabinet. It's got three little drawers in it, and on top of that is a lamp. It's quite a big lamp with a big shade. That's quite big. So straight in front of me now is the bedroom door. So we'll go into this bedroom. This used to be my mum's bedroom. I'm standing with my back to the door now. Close the door. We're back to the door, and I'm facing the window. And to my right is a double bed. And at the bottom of the double bed, up on the wall, is a water boiler. Now, that's the only thing I don't like about this room, because it has the hot water boiler in it, and it does make quite a noise when it sets off in the morning. And underneath the window on the wall is another wall heater. And to the left of that is a big, tall chest of drawers in white with five big drawers in it. And to the left of that is a smaller set of chest of drawers with three little drawers in. And then along the, as I turn there with my back to the bed, I'm facing a long bedroom fitment with two double wardrobes and a single wardrobe with three mirrors on the doors. So we've got that. And then as I walk slightly over to my left, at the side of the bedroom door, is a little shower room. And that has got a toilet and a shower that you can walk into. It's got a shower with a door on. You can walk into that. Then at the side of that is a sink with a window quite high up above it. And to the right of the sink on the wall is a wooden towel rail. And there's an electric wall heater, a pull cord wall heater that heats this room. Because when we came here, there's no heating in this room, and it was quite cold in the winter for my mum, so I asked them to put a wall heater in. And at the other side of the toilet, there's a little white cabinet which holds toiletries and soaps and things like that. And it can, in the bottom cupboard, you can put spare toilet rolls and stuff like that. So that's the shower room and the bedroom and the lounge. I hope you're not too bored with this. We're nearly finished now. So I'll come back out of the bedroom, close the door over, and come back into the lounge. And then I'm facing the window now as I walk past the CD shelf again, coming towards the window. But to my right now, I go into the small kitchen. This is only quite a small kitchen. I come in, close the back door, the kitchen door, sorry. Now I'm facing with my back to the kitchen door, and on the left underneath the worktop I've got my washing machine, which I need to switch that off. That's it. And then past that I've got the window, and underneath the window is the sink and a double cupboard underneath the sink. Then in the corner there's another little worktop where it had a kettle and toaster and things like that. And facing me is the cooker in this room. And then to the right of the cooker is the back door. And as I'm still facing the back door, I've got to the right then another long worktop with a double cupboard on the bottom, a double cupboard on the top. And then just with my back against the door to my right then is a small chest freezer. And that's the tour of our abode. So I hope it hasn't been too boring. If you've listened this long, thank you. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now.